Did the scouts expect you to be what you become?
I don't think so. I don't think a lot of people did. For me, I definitely expected myself to play at this level.
But when did you know that you were good?
I've known since I was 5 years old.
He's got a fresh set of downs at the 32-yard line. Play action down the middle of the field. It is Robinson into the end zone. Touchdown, Chicago.
Henderson twice keeping this thing alive.
Big plays. Stafford. Robinson, jump ball, touchdown.
Ben, now funny locker room stories. I don't know about any funny, man. Ben is a pretty serious, locked in dude, you know, and he's like that constantly. You know, Ben, every blue moon, you know, Ben a crack one of those kind of evil smiles, if you will.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We are very happy to have our next guest on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. He is a Pro Bowl wide receiver. He played for the Bears from 2018 to 2021 and the Rams in 2022. He's also a former Detroit Lion, and now he is one of us. I tried to get him paid on Twitter. I was one of those people. Now you've taken a vow of poverty because you're a broadcaster and you know. He's the co-host of the Press Release Pod alongside former Bears quarterback Prince Amukamara, Allen Robinson. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Allen Robinson joins us on our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Allen, our last comments or on the introduction that we had played for you, were you talking about Ben Johnson, which is really cool.
I was talking about Ben Johnson.
Yeah, you got to know him. So what has been your impression of him working with him and then also what he's done with this team?
I'm not surprised by any means what him and his staff has done. They're very detail-oriented coaches. Him and also Coach Antoine Randall, I had experience with being with him as my receiver coach. And just the amount of detail and execution that those two combine, preach on a day-to-day basis. I'm not surprised by any means seeing Chicago Bears play the way that they've played. But also, I think Ben Johnson has a very special ability to be able to call games from behind and call those in a very efficient way that sometimes you don't see other coaches having the ability to do.
I'm so curious, Allen, as we've watched the progression of Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson, has any of this surprised you or caught you off guard just how this season has gone for Williams in his second year and his first in Ben Johnson's offense?
It hasn't. You know, he's always been a guy who hasn't turned the ball over much as far as interceptions and things like that. Obviously, still things needing to be cleaned up as far as just consistency when it comes to making the right play time in and time out. But to his credit, when I say his credit, meaning Ben Johnson, the people are in place to get the ball too. So as you see sometimes in games, as Caleb starts to get hot, the ball just seems to march down the field effortlessly, whether that's him making plays with his legs, him finding his tight ends, running backs, receivers. It's guys in the right spots to make plays. And as he continues to get more experience in this offense, I think you'll see him continue to get better.
I mean, there's so many things about this team when you look at their offense. And Caleb, Colston Loveland, Luther Burden, that while, hey, man, the Bears might be making a Super Bowl run, but cannot wait to see their development next year. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, Allen, I know that we've talked about this game before, but I think it's pretty pertinent to get your opinion on this. As you know, the Bears will be playing the Rams on Saturday night. It's supposed to be 15 degrees at Soldier Field. It's going to be nighttime. I meant Sunday. Sunday at 5:30. It's going to be cold. There was a certain game during that great 2018 regular season, December 9th, where you guys beat the Rams 15-6. And we always go back and forth on whether or not teams are actually affected by the cold. Is that a real thing? That was a real thing that night for those Rams, wasn't it?
Definitely. And I remember that game. It was a real thing. You know, our defense played extremely well that game. Offensively, we did what we needed to do to help our team come away with the victory. We started a little slow, but we picked up as the game progressed. But it was a very, very cold day. It was a night game against the Rams. The only thing that's a little bit different in this situation, I think, is that the Rams do have a quarterback who has familiarity with playing in this division and playing outside and in the cold with a Matthew Stafford. Now, he may have got used to that California weather and California sun, so his blood may be a little thinner than normal when it comes to that But he does have the experience, which I think may even it out just a little bit. But at the same time, there's no way to prepare for how cold the football will be and different things like that.
We are talking to former Bear Allen Robinson. He now has the Press Release podcast with Prince and Mukamara here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And he also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And Allen, for those of us who may not necessarily, like, we see it, we understand how hard it is to just live in the cold. But as a player, how does that change what you're doing offensively? What is it like as a receiver to catch that ball? You know, how do you see the quarterback throw it differently?
Yeah, it's a little tough. When it gets cold, the ball gets a little more slick. So for guys who like to wear sleeves and different things like that, there's a little bit of a special emphasis on protecting the football, also looking the ball in. When it comes to catching it, the ball can tend to be a little bit harder as well. So on some of those short and intermediate kind of quick passing games, the ball can get up on you and be a little bit harder than normal. But again, Chicago has the privilege to be able to go out there, which I know Ben Johnson will have those guys outside each and every day, getting used to the cold and doing everything that he needs to do to get those guys mentally and physically prepared to play on Sunday afternoon.
You've seen the wizardry of both of these head coaches in their respective duties as play callers. This looks like a shootout to me, just observing. From what you've seen from the Bears defense, how exactly do you expect them to stop or even slow down the Rams offense?
First and foremost, they're going to have to stop the run. And I say that because I think Matthew Stafford is a guy who can come in here and pass the ball as much as he wants. But the Rams are the most dangerous when they are able to pop those runs and get 3 to 4 to 5 yards per carry from Kyren Williams. And he's also effective in the pass game as well. So I think for them, they have to get pressure on the quarterback and try to get Stafford off of his spot, because as he gets comfortable in that pocket, we've seen him now getting shootouts, march his teams down to win games time and time again. Even last week, you know, they got the ball last. I mean, they still gave the Panthers the ball back with some time left, but, you know, they got the ball toward the end of the game. Matthew Stafford hit his tight end for a back shoulder fade on a touchdown. So you have to be able to get him out of his spot and make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket to give yourself a shot so that he doesn't have the ball last for one final drive in the field goal or touchdown that'll win the game instance, because you know that Stafford has the capabilities to do that.
Yeah, he does. What is the most dangerous? Because this is a guy who's going to go into the Hall of Fame someday. He might end up being the MVP this year. What makes that guy great?
Man, from playing with him, he has every single trait that you would want in a quarterback. As far as competitiveness, his attention to detail when it comes to what the defense is going to do, him able to look at the defense pre-snap. So now as the ball snap and as things start to take place, his main focus is just ball placement, which he does phenomenally. You see sidearm throws, no-look throws from him. There's not a flaw in Matthew Stafford's game. The only thing that you can try to do is pressure him a little bit, get him off his spot. And I think even at the age that he is now, I don't think people give him enough credit for just how mobile he is. I've seen in some instances on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7 this season, him being able to go get first down with his legs. So he's the whole package, and also accompanied by Sean McVay calling the plays. Those guys have a tremendous relationship, and you can just tell where they're at now to how they've evolved over the years and stayed connected. And I think what makes them so dangerous is that they have the quarterback that is the most efficient and best quick passing game quarterback in the playoffs right now, and him being able to get the ball out on time and in rhythm consistently without turning the ball over poses a threat to everybody in the playoffs.
Allen, you're somebody who would know. You know, who's got the offensive system and scheme advantage here? Knowing Ben Johnson, knowing Sean McVay, what do you think?
Oof.
Offensive scheme advantage, I would have to say the Rams, but not because of the scheme, more so because of the quarterback. Mm. And from watching the Rams throughout the course of this season, they're able to stay on schedule a lot. Mm. I think that the Chicago Bears have been able to dig themselves out of some holes. Ben Johnson has caught some phenomenal games when they've been behind. But I think in this game in particular, Caleb Williams has to try to do this to the best of his ability, but avoid negative plays, sacks, and being able to stay on schedule. Because in a game like this, it can cost you, because on the other side of the ball, this isn't Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers. Matthew Stafford is going to stay on schedule, and he has the weapons to be able to do so.
Well said. And then as a receiver, I always like to ask this question. Who's the receiver you like to watch right now in the NFL? Like, who's your favorite? Who sticks out to you?
One of my favorites this year, and probably because I played against him, was George Pickens. Being able to see him make the plays that he made this season has been ridiculous. But also, I mean, a guy like Puka Nacua as well. He's a guy who makes tremendous catches, contested catches, run after catches. I've even seen him bounce off of linebackers and keep running, you know. But also, one of the younger guys that I've liked to watch in Chicago is Romo Dunze. Obviously, he's missed some games this year with a foot injury, but, you know, early in the season and even last season, his rookie year, being able to watch his ability to be a guy who can make 50-50 plays, but also has the ability to be a very crafty route runner. It's unfortunate for him that he had the foot injury to miss some time this year, and obviously he's back now, but, you know, sometimes when you miss time, you have to kind of get back into the groove of things. And I thought he had a very hot start this season.
Alan, I got to ask you, because I was very taken aback when they took Luther Burden III in the second round, knowing all the needs they have. But what have you thought of his performance as a rookie?
He's been special. He's been one of those guys where there hasn't been a time that I've saw Luther Burden get the ball and not make something happen. Every time he gets the ball, whether if it's screen, short passes, run after catch, he seems to make the first defender miss always, even the second sometimes, and he's been able to create a spark for them and make some plays, you know. And it's been fun watching him play, because I saw him play some at Missouri, but really being able to see Ben Johnson utilize his skill set, I'm very excited for his future and what he's going to continue to blossom into.
Allen Robinson, this has been a lot of fun, and we learned some stuff too. Thanks for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alan.
And if you want to get more of Allen Robinson's thoughts, check out the Press Release podcast alongside former Bears cornerback Prince Amukamara. This has been great. Allen Robinson, thanks again. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, has a dragon finally been slayed?
Don't talk about Mike Tomlin like that.
Mike Tomlin is not a dragon. Everybody likes Mike Tomlin.
Don't talk about him like that.
No, his quarterback, however. Is this how it goes down? Did we just see the last of Aaron Rodgers? Let's figure this out next.